Hello, Vancouver, and welcome to International Women's Day, and a special day here at CITR 101.9, where we're playing a full day of all-female broadcasting and content for this wonderful day. And also, happy, sunny, beautiful, wonderful Friday in the shiny land of Vancouver, BC. My name is Laurel Borrowman, and I will be hosting you for the next half hour for this very special Women's Day edition of Discorder Radio, which usually airs on Tuesday from 4:30 to 5 o'clock. But the lovely Megan Thomas has slotted me in for this wonderful edition on today. So we're going to just play a bunch of music for you that's actually focused on Vancouver women in music, to be quite specific. And there's no shortage of female songstresses in the city that we can talk about. So to get right into it, I'd like to play a band called the Pack AD, which need very little introduction, but these two are Maya Miller and Becky Black, who've been together since 2006 and are actually on Mint Records label, which we will talk a little bit more about later. And I think perfectly appropriate for today, we've got a song by the Pack called BC is on fire, and it's not so much, I'd like to think about it as maybe not BC being on fire in terms of flames, but let's say in terms of sunshine and happiness and greatness. And on that note, let's listen to this one. It's called BC is on fire by the Pack AD.
Cause I'm killed.
to Discorder Radio, a very special International Women's Day edition with me, Laurel, from Discorder Magazine. And that was the Pack AD, BC on Fire, BC is on Fire, and White Lung Bag. And White Lung, as you may or may not know, is a quartet from Vancouver here, fronted by the lovely Mish Wei, who is not only just an amazing singer and band leader, but also a great writer. She writes for the Georgia Strait, Calgary's Fast Forward magazine, and also Vice magazine in Vancouver here, so at the Canadian Contingency. So you should check some of her stuff out online as well. Highly recommend it. Next up, we have a Courtney Ewan double set. Two bands that she's in, one called Slim Fathers and also Twin River. Two very different bands, but two of three that she's in. Also local Vancouver hip-hop crew, rap crew, I suppose, called Too High Crew. And we're going to play now a song by Slim Fathers called Everything That's My Stuff here on CITR 101.9.
Yeah.
And that was the very special Courtney Ewan double set here on this special edition of Discorder Radio on International Women's Day. We played a song by Slim Fathers, and we also played some Twin River, I Can't Keep This Alive. Courtney is the front woman in both of those, which is really nice. We're just coming to the end of CITR's annual fundraising event called Fun Drive, and everything wrapped up today and this evening to close up the festivities of our 10-day long fundraiser and celebrate all the wonderful people and bands and volunteers involved in it. We're having a big Fun Drive finale tonight at Chapel Arts, and some of the people involved, local bands such as Peace, Gal Grayson, Movieland, Sleuth, Babysitter, Bank Robber, and more. There's tons of bands. Tickets are $12 at the door, and it kicks off. Doors are at 8 p.m. Also, no shortage of things to do on this fabulous Friday in Vancouver. There's also the Cover Me event, which is for a fundraiser for Girls Rock Camp, and that's happening at the Russian Cultural Center.
Double ticket with CITR.
$15. Yes, and the lovely Megan Thomas here has just told me that you can actually go to both of those events, Cover Me and Fun Drive Finale at the chapel, for both of them for $15, so it's a pretty wicked double bill. If none of those are to your liking, though, there's also lots of other things. I mean, not that you wouldn't want to go to those, but if I turn over to my lovely guest here this afternoon, Emily Bach.
Hello, folks.
Oh, look, a pop-in by Emily Bach.
Popping in.
She's also in a band called The Dirt, who are playing this evening.
Mm-hmm, that's true. We're playing this evening at Lana Lou's. Playing with some other folks, like Moths and Locusts from Nanaimo. The Silver Skeleton Band.
Ooh.
And Velociraptor.
Oh, fun.
But The Dirt will be on at 10 p.m. Come check us out.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Thanks, Emily. That's
oh, great. Thank you.
Ah, lovely. And in terms of International Women's Day content, and again, we're highlighting especially Vancouver women today on the show, Emily's actually in a few bands around Vancouver, such as The Dirt, Dirty Spells, and also a new project by a fellow named Gregory Pothier called The Young and Reckless. And you can check them out on Bandcamp. They put out the project's fronted by Gregory, but there's a whole bunch of people involved in the actual band. There's people from the Ballantines, Jody Glenham. There's people from Fine Times, Dirty Spells. The list goes on and on and on and on. And some very lovely ladies involved, such as, like I said, Jody Glenham and Jennifer Wilkes from the Ballantines, and the lovely Emily Bach.
That's me.
That's Emily.
I was really happy to be invited to join. It is pretty much a who's who.
And Emily, what was your role on the album?
I played violin.
Violin?
I played violin.
That's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys should check out the EP. It's three fantastic, amazing songs that were recorded with Felix Fung down at Little Red
Sounds.
Studios.
Little Red Sounds.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I want to say Little Red Door, Little Red People, Little Red Studios. Anyways, so we're going to play a song by Young and the Reckless now. This is called Holding Out on CITR 101.9.
But that's not enough. You've got wandering eyes, and it's getting tough. To the point.
hey gang, welcome back. This is Laurel and Megan and Emily on the Discorder International Women's Day edition of...
Hello.
Discorder Radio. We're almost coming to the end of the program right now. I can't believe how fast half an hour goes by. It's kind of amazing. We should do this more often. That was two songs there. The first one was Holdin' Out by Young and the Reckless. And that second one there was a new track by Combine the Victorious, husband and wife duo, Mark Henning and Isabel Dunlop. And Isabel is actually also a fabulous designer. You can check out her stuff around town. If you just Google her name, she like, makes clothing and dresses and crazy jewelry made out of keys from Britain. Anyways, lots of stories about there. But yeah, there you go. So check them out. To wrap the show up, we're going to turn it over to Emily here for a special final wrap-up song. My pop-in guest.
I'm popping in.
We're gonna close up with the pop-in.
I have a request.
So what do you have for your request there, Emily?
I want to request some Chains of Love.
Ooh.
Yeah, I had the good fortune to record a few tracks with Chains of Love for their up-and-coming album, which isn't out in the world yet. You can find a couple around town, but off the Strange Grey Days album... It's fantastic stuff. Natalie Pizarro?
Yes.
Natalia Pizarro. I'm nervous. She has some amazing pipes, and she's who you'll hear singing on this track called Lately.
Thanks very much, Emily. And,
thank you, Laurel.
Thank you. And to close it up here, we're going to have Claire and Morgan coming up next with News 101. And they're going to have a women for an action, special interviews.
That would be an interview with a representative of women, action, and the media, Laurel.
Lovely. So stay tuned for Claire and Morgan coming up next. And we'll see you all down at Chapel and or the Russian Hall and or Lana Luz and or out and about.
I'll be there.
Okay, bye. Read my kit, chicken scratch!
Yeah. on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taken to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective.
You're listening to News 101, Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced.